Oh, where is this radio program for seniors? I can't find it. Errol, what's this radio thing called that we're looking for seniors?
Oh, I don't know, Arthur. Isn't it wireless something or something wireless? You should have written it down when I told you to.
Hang on. I think this might be it.
You're listening to Radio Coda.
Found it.
Hello and welcome back to Radio Coda, a weekly podcast radio show for older Queenslanders, proudly brought to you by the Council on the Ageing Queensland. I'm your host Andy Neal, and as always, it's great to have your company. So grab a cuppa, put your feet up, and let's see what we've got in store for you on the show this week.
Founded in 1957, Council on the Ageing, CODA Queensland, is a not-for-profit organisation advancing the rights, needs and futures of people as we age. Working in partnership with the Queensland Government, local councils, community organisations and the community to create an age-friendly Queensland. To join or to find out more, visit cotaqld.org.au or phone 1300 738 348.
Hi, I'm Todd Rule, CEO of the Planning Institute of Australia, and I like listening to Radio Coda.
Radio Coda.
Come gather around people wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time
Our modern society has evolved in leaps and bounds over the past few decades, but many may argue that not everything has been an improvement, or indeed that society is actually moving in a forward direction. Unless you've been living under a rock somewhere with airline issue eye masks on and your crystal set radio belting out static riddled playlists of Louis Armstrong, Benny Goodman, Vera Lynn, Ella Fitzgerald and assorted classical masterpieces through your earphone in glorious mono, you would have experienced the rapid change of how daily life goes on around and about us in the 21st century. Technological advancement is obviously a major contributor to the ever-changing face of society. But perhaps more subtly, our attitudes to language, relationships, the family unit, the way and where we work, the ways and places we utilise our leisure time, and even where we live have changed. Change of this magnitude can be difficult for anyone to keep up with. But as we get older, how we view and deal with these changes based on our experience, our beliefs, and our own personal moral compass can be a confusing and overwhelming experience. Over the next two podcasts, Radio Coda will be looking into the new norms of society and how they affect older Australians. There'll be lots to think about and opportunities for you to have your say on this sometimes controversial subject as well. So thanks for joining us. Here we go. So let's kick off with a bit of a generalisation. We can get a little bit more specific as we go along. What are the new norms of society, and in what areas of our lives do they present themselves? At times confusing, sometimes annoying, but most of all challenging. Challenging us to examine more closely our own morals, upbringing, political and religious beliefs, social position and personal values in general. All societies have expectations about how people should and should not behave. A norm is generally accepted expectation for behaviour within that society. Although society makes up its own rules and decides when those rules have been broken and what might need to be done about it, these so-called norms evolve and change constantly. There are norms that in today's society are considered to be completely acceptable, and there are many who find them quite normal and even mundane, would not even give them a second thought. Yet these are often things that not all that long ago would have been considered by many to be in poor taste or even outright offensive. Things that were once never spoken about in public or at best kept tucked away behind closed doors and rarely mentioned are now matter of fact, commonplace and completely open and visible to all and sundry. Let's look at a fairly obvious example of this. Once upon a time, our television presented us with a fairly narrow variety of entertainment. We had news presentations, sports broadcasts, family-based shows like Father Knows Best, I Love Lucy, Green Acres, Rin Tin Tin, and other wholesome shows of that ilk. We had variety shows. Basically, there wasn't really anything that necessitated a channel change based on, I don't want the kids watching that. We asked Radio Coda listener Lloyd his thoughts in regard to today's norms, how it affects him, and what our approach as older folk should be to these new norms, how we can deal with them, and what our attitude should be towards them.
You have to get used to change. I mean, that's the way the world goes. So you just have to kind of accept what is the new norm. Maybe you don't like it, but that's the way it is. I don't know that I would say I'm uncomfortable. Sometimes they surprise me, but again, you just get used to the fact that things change. You have to understand that people are people. So the young people these days are just, well, obviously they're different than we were when we were young. They take so many things for granted that we didn't take for granted. So part of the growing experience. I mean, it's like work. Most of them are only out there for the money. They don't really care about anything else. But a lot of that has been brought on by companies themselves because they don't really support dedication to the workplace. So, you know, it's kind of six of one and half a dozen of the other. A lot of young people seem to, well, again, you can't generalize. There are some that are better than others. But a lot of them, there's actually work out there. It's just work they don't want to do or choose not to do. So rather than take something and get some experience, it's like, well, that's not what I want to be doing. Well, it's a job, it's money, so why don't you take it? No, I'd rather draw benefits than go out and work. That's hard for me because I've always worked my entire life from when I suppose I was 15 or 16 when I first started working and enjoying it. I suppose that, especially on the technology side, the new norms, because when I actually worked in my main career, I was actually a computer programmer. So I was well accustomed to a lot of the technology. And I probably accepted it more so because of that than other people. I have a friend that still today won't use an ATM. He absolutely refuses. He wants to go into the bank. And I've been using ATMs since they were first introduced. I'd rather use an ATM. And so, you know, to me, it makes things easier. People say it puts people out of jobs, but it also creates jobs. So, you know, again, it's what you gain on one side, you lose on the other side. And you just have to have people willing to accept the fact that now you have to go out and do something technologically and not necessarily just manual labor. There is still that around, obviously. A lot of things have been taken over by technology. So, I guess one of the negatives from my perspective about technology is that if something happens, like you go to KFC and their computer goes down, the staff have no idea what to charge for anything. Cannot manually add up what they're selling you. And when I was younger, especially in those kinds of businesses, people knew the prices of everything. Today, if they can't punch a button and it tells them, they have no idea. And that's a bit worrying. The same with airlines. If the computer system goes down, they can't check people in. They don't even know who's booked on the flight because you no longer get a paper ticket. It's nice that it's online and it's nice you can have it on your phone, but if it doesn't work, it's a nightmare. I suppose you just have to have a lot of patience and acceptance. Everybody's a unique individual. Nobody likes exactly the same thing, so accept the fact that other people like different things and just accept the fact that that's the way it is.
Nobody can predict the future. Planning ahead can bring peace of mind to you, your family, and your friends. Planning ahead can help you feel more confident that your financial, health, and personal wishes will be respected and followed if you are unable to act yourself. COTA Queensland have developed information sessions about planning ahead and how to identify key people in your life who know and respect you, and should they be required, will act on your wishes. COTA Queensland is offering these free sessions to discuss the importance of enduring powers of attorney. Trained peer educators will meet with your seniors group to provide information, resources, and ideas to assist people to think about this topic and to start taking action now. Sessions are delivered in a user-friendly way by older Queenslanders who are trained in the topic, and they volunteer their time and their skills. These one-hour sessions are free, interactive, and available until May 2018 in various locations throughout Queensland. If you're part of a seniors group and think this session would benefit your members, contact bookings@cotaqueensland.org.au or phone 1300 738 348 for more information or to make a booking. A COTA Queensland team member will then contact you to arrange a peer educator and confirm the booking. This project is funded by the Queensland Government, Department of Communities, Child Safety and Disability Services, with the support of the Public Trustee.
You're listening to Radio COTA.
Nowadays, despite fairly stringent media program rating laws, it seems nigh on impossible to sit down in front of the TV at pretty much any time of the day without being confronted by extremely coarse language, high levels of violence, nudity, and very strong adult-themed material. Essentially the type of stuff you wouldn't want your kids or your grandkids exposed to. And some of the new norms that we find in other areas, we have music that's filled with coarse language, antisocial behaviours and violence, and often degrading in its attitude towards women. Our relationships seem more volatile and fragile than ever. People are scared of commitment. Manners, politeness, and courtesy, some people say, are all irrelevant rituals and no longer needed. We seem to be taking less pride in our work. Our society seems to be getting more demanding, and at the same time, we seem to be less willing to work hard for what we demand. In many areas, there's a big push for equality, but we seem to forget that being equal does not necessarily mean being the same. We are pushing so hard for equality that we're often overlooking the beautiful things that make us different from each other in the first place. It seems as though we are spending so much time talking about each other that we're not actually taking the time to talk to each other. Our image-based society tells us every day that we need more stuff to be happy, more things, nicer cars, bigger houses, more stuff. Even gender is now being described as fluid. So where we once simply had men and women as the norm, these days it's now claimed that there's no less than at least 63 different genders. Where marriage was once described as the legal union between a man and a woman, this norm is now being challenged as a union between two people who love each other. The subsequent acceptance of a number of societies who've chosen to recognise same-sex marriage as legal is for many a major breakthrough in equality, whilst for others, it is cause for concern based on their own personal moral values and beliefs. So whilst these are just some examples of new norms as we know them, it's not to say that they're either right or wrong. They are simply different, and what is right or wrong differs greatly depending on the individual and their own beliefs and values. We took a few moments and caught up with Radio COTA regular listener Bob and asked him for his perception in regards to the norms in today's society. This is what he had to say.
My wife would say nobody should ever ask me to talk. Women decided they had to be like men. They had to have the same things as men and be able to do the same things as men. So they started doing all the bad things that men do. I mean, they swear more, they drink more, and they drive fast in cars that the young blokes, the men used to do. Well, men still do. The women don't do it as well. Whereas before, you know, you wouldn't see the women doing that like they do now. The young women swear, you know, you're working in an office now and you go along and the young women are swearing just worse than what the men used to swear when there was no women there. I mean, years ago, you'd go to the races and some bloke behind you would swear. And then he'd turn around and say, oh, sorry, mate, I didn't see your missus there. Now it's the women swearing just as much as the men, if not more than the men. And you think, it makes the men lose the respect for the women that they have. Instead of saying the men should come to our standard of speaking better and driving better, we go to the men's standard, which was low. And they would do all the bad things the men did. They're backwards for women. They came back to the bad parts of men. Instead of making the men come up to them,
they went the other way.
Like always, with all these things, it's, everybody has a different opinion of these things. I mean, I have granddaughters, I've got great-granddaughters. And you see it in them, that it wasn't in their mothers or their grandmothers. And again, you have to keep on saying to yourself, it's not better, it's not worse, it's just different. And some of these things, like, there was people that didn't used to want to work when I was young. There were bludgers then, there's bludgers now. There was good people then, there's good people now. I mean, basically, people haven't changed that much. It's only the superficial stuff that's changed. I mean, there was bad people. And you know, you hear more now about pedophiles now. There was pedophiles when we were young. Just it didn't get the publicity, didn't get the thing. People didn't know as much about it as what they do now. You know, kids used to get killed in the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s. Kids used to get killed by bad men, just like they do now. You know, I mean, the way it is. Basically, people haven't changed that much. It's only the superficial stuff. But, you know, there was robbers, there was thieves, there was bad guys, there was everything like that. People used to hide things more. People wouldn't talk about things as much as what they do now in their bad days. That's got to be a good thing. Yeah, the more things that are outspoken about, the better. But people never used to talk about gay marriages. It doesn't worry me. Somebody being gay, people getting married, doesn't affect me. But if it makes them happy, that's okay, because everybody should be happy. So if it makes them happy, doesn't hurt me. For them being happy, doesn't hurt me. And them being married or saying they're married or not married, it doesn't hurt me either. All these technologies, it's frightening in the speed that it changes. It's changing. If you go, say, from the 1900 to 1950, there was changes, but the changes were slow. From 1950 to the year 2000, the changes were faster. And now the changes now, you didn't have mobile phones. Then you had mobile phones that were the size of a house brick. They're not mobile phones anymore. They're computers. And they fit in the palm of your hand with nothing showing on the outside of your hand. They're computers. You know, when I was young, the AMP, when I was in early 20s, the AMP had a computer in their building. And it took the whole floor of the building. But all that computer did was the AMP business in that building. It couldn't contact people overseas, it couldn't do these things, yet it was a whole floor of a building, dirty great big reels of tape. But it could only do their business. It couldn't contact people elsewhere. And now, you know, you get a little mobile phone in your hand, talking and looking at somebody in the States. Mm.
And you can be reading your emails while you're walking down the street, bumping into people.
They have no choice, they have to accept it. It's there. You can't go back. It's there. That's me.
They are a change.
Radio Kota has been created for you, our listeners. Email us at radiokota@cotaqld.org.au to give us your feedback, offer topic suggestions, share your stories, and let us know what interests you. Radio Kota is funded by the Department of Communities, Child Safety and Disability Services in Queensland. Send us a line, we would love to hear from you.
What are we listening to?
Radio Kota.
Well, that's just the beginning, folks. As we said, this is part one of our two-part series. We've heard from Lloyd and Bob, and we'd love to hear from you. As we continue this series next week in part two, we'd love to be able to include more viewpoints from more of our Radio Kota listeners. If you'd like to have your point of view included, and we certainly would encourage you to do that, please drop us a line via radiokota@cotaqld.org.au. That's radiokota@cotaqld.org.au. Here on Radio Kota, it's time for the news. Monday, the 21st of August 2017, Kota Queensland will celebrate the 60th anniversary of their formation. In December last year, the leadership of the 8 state and territory Kotas joined together with their national policy and advocacy arm to develop a new vision and mission. Kota's vision is that ageing in Australia is a time of possibility, opportunity and influence. Kota's mission is to advance the rights, the interests and the futures of Australians as we age. Kota is seeking to reframe the dialogue around ageing, aiming to create new images and expectations of our older years, whilst continuing to advocate for those experiencing disadvantage. For most of us, ageing in Australia today bears little resemblance to the stereotypes of ageing in generations past. Kota Queensland invites you to join in the 60th birthday celebrations. By coincidence, Seniors Week will be held throughout Queensland the 19th to the 27th of August, with events that are on for young and old, ranging from cinema showings, barbecues, open days, expos, dances, demonstrations, and so much more. Seniors Week provides the opportunity for people of all ages and backgrounds to connect, share experiences, and celebrate the many contributions older Queenslanders make in their communities. Whether as volunteers or in the workforce, seniors utilise their experience and knowledge as community leaders, carers, grandparents, and advocates. The Honourable Minister Coralie O'Rourke will officially open Queensland Seniors Week on Monday the 21st of August 2017 at the Creating Age-Friendly Communities Forum to be held in Brisbane City Hall from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. More information will be made available shortly, but in the meantime, you can register your interest in attending the Creating Age-Friendly Communities Forum by emailing Rebecca Buck at info@cotaqld.org.au. COTA Queensland has welcomed the Palaszczuk government's announcement that it will strengthen consumer protection for seniors living in retirement villages. COTA Queensland Chief Executive Mark Tucker-Evans said older Queenslanders required simple standard contracts that clearly set out fees, dispute resolution processes and exit fees to enable them to make well-informed decisions prior to entering retirement village living. Currently, many people become retirement village residents without fully understanding that they don't have the same controls they would have if they owned their own home. Legislation needs to be amended to provide some level of assurance to both current residents of retirement villages and manufactured home parks and those considering these housing options. COTA has been working with the government and other interested parties to provide advice to assist older Queenslanders to consider residential transition options. Planning ahead is critical. Housing decisions are complex, often have emotional implications, and for some older people, decisions may be made under stress. Many older people are overwhelmed by the challenge of finding and processing the information they need, said Mr. Tucker-Evans. COTA has called on the state government to help build the capacity of older Queenslanders to make informed decisions about their housing through funding face-to-face interactive education sessions. These sessions would be provided by other older people trained in the topic to facilitate open and honest discussion about housing needs in a safe and supportive format and environment. COTA Queensland has advocated for age-friendly cities and communities for over a decade. Age-friendly cities and communities promote health, well-being and community participation. Facilitating informed decisions about housing is crucial to ensuring these outcomes and avoiding the negative outcomes associated with poor or delayed choices. Along similar lines, Council on the Aging, COTA Queensland, has also welcomed the Queensland Government's long-awaited response to the Advisory Task Force on Residential Transition for Ageing Queenslanders. The task force, which included COTA, made recommendations to address housing and related needs of older Queenslanders. COTA Queensland Chief Executive Mark Tucker-Evans said that the report recognised that older Queenslanders had to survive in an increasingly complex and competitive housing market. The largest investment that many seniors have made during their working lives is the family home. Seniors cannot afford to jeopardise that investment through a bad housing decision. COTA Queensland looks forward to working further with the Queensland Government in implementing the recommendations of the Task Force report. The 2017-18 federal budget has reinstated access to pensioner concession cards to those seniors who had lost these cards when they lost the age pension due to the adjustment in the means test. It was unclear as to whether Brisbane City Council would accept this change and pass on concessions to those affected. It has been confirmed seniors in this situation can now access the concessions once the new card is issued. It is advised that they should attend a Brisbane City Council business centre to register and show new card. At this stage, we are unclear what the situation is within other local authorities. Do you have feedback about concessions in your local area? Please email us at policy@cotaqld.org.au. In exciting news is a groundbreaking new smartphone app that's helping people with disabilities to navigate their way around Brisbane. Brisbane-based disability support service Carers Link, in partnership with Disability Support Queensland, has launched Access 4000, the nation's only smartphone app to provide information on some Brisbane venues and infrastructure with disability access features like wheelchair and pram ramps, disabled toilets and disabled parking. Carers Link Director Debbie Brennan said Access 4000 was an exciting step forward for people with disabilities who were struggling to access the city. For people with a physical disability and other mobility issues, accessing transport, community venues and businesses in Brisbane presents many challenges, and finding information about these access features is a difficult task, sometimes difficult enough that it forces people to stay at home rather than take the chance, Ms. Brennan said. The purpose of Access 4000 is to reduce social isolation by helping people with disabilities across Brisbane. My hope is that Access 4000 can be a driver for inclusion and social justice for people experiencing access barriers within our communities. She encouraged members of the community to help improve the app by sharing venues and services that were disability access friendly. We want to encourage everyone in the community to use Access 4000 to share venues and services that cater for good access and inclusion, and maybe this will encourage businesses to make sure they are more accessible, she said. With the implementation of the NDIS, businesses will have the opportunity to tap into a wider market and grow their customer base if they utilise their space to be more inclusive. Boondall resident Danny Daichi, who uses a wheelchair and was involved in a focus group research for the app, said it would make life much easier for people with access needs. I think the app is an important step forward, he said. It's great to know ahead of time what access features a business has, such as wheelchair ramps. It gives you the confidence and the motivation to go out. Before the app was available, you had to call ahead to find information about access. It's not an easy question to ask, especially if the venue doesn't have the accessibility features you need. Mr. Daichi said while Brisbane City was not yet completely wheelchair-friendly, governments and businesses were moving in the right direction by planning and designing more inclusive buildings and infrastructure. Mr. Brennan said more funding was required to continue developing the app to include more categories, additional sensory features and other functions, as well as to expand the app to all of Queensland. Venue categories include train stations, ferries, libraries and public pools, as well as tourist attractions and shopping centres. Accessibility features include disabled parking and toilets, wheelchair, pram access and support for low vision or blindness. The Access 4000 app is currently available for free on the App Store and Google Play. For more information, please contact Samantha Townsend on 07-3230-5019. And for a slightly fun piece to finish our news for this week, most of us have seen those things they call fidget spinners, the recent craze amongst kids, teens and, well, I suppose adults as well. Here's a new one for you. Fiddle muffs are the latest craze for seniors. Knitted hand muffs with sewn-in fiddle items not only keep older hands warm, but their buttons, ribbons, beads and other quirky adornments keep their owners occupied and can stop them from picking at their skin, as well as help trigger happy memories. Sally Good, an Australian woman, came across the fidget muffs while holidaying with relatives in the UK and, thinking they might be well received back home, set about developing a prototype. Requests for fiddle muffs from aged care and mental health facilities started running hot, and it wasn't too long before she realised she'd need help to meet the demand. Subsequently, with help from her local CWA ladies, 50-odd fiddle muffs have been produced to date, and the project has now spread to CWA branches in other states. The reason for the fiddle muffs is that as people slide into dementia, their memory goes back a long way, Ms. Good said. We found things to stitch on them that we thought would be relevant to the kind of people who are in aged care. It's just something to help spark a memory. As well as being therapeutic for restless hands, they also provided warmth and comfort. If your hands are warm and they are close to you, then you are more inclined to feel a little more comfortable and it helps you to relax, she said. Well, once more, we've reached the end of our show for this week. We'd like to thank you, as always, for joining us. It's always great to have your company, and we look forward to having your company again, same time next week. So, until then, take good care of yourselves and be safe. This is your host, Andy Neal, signing off. Bye for now, folks.
Radio COTA is produced by Riversong Productions for the Council on the Aging Queensland.
You're listening to Radio COTA.